When a man is busy but spiritually empty. You are moving, working, providing, fixing, showing up. By every external measure, the man is doing what a man is supposed to do. And underneath the motion is a hollow he cannot name, a sense that he is running hard and running empty at the same time. This is one of the most dangerous places a man can live, precisely because it looks like faithfulness. Nobody questions a busy man. He questions himself the least of all. But a packed calendar is not proof of a centered life. It is often the way a man hides from the fact that his center is gone. If that lands somewhere in your chest, do not rush past it. The fact that you can name the emptiness is not a verdict against you. It is the most honest moment you have had in months, and honesty is where rebuilding starts. Plenty of men feel this and immediately bury it under the next task. Be the man who stops long enough to deal with it. The real struggle. Busyness is socially rewarded, so it makes an excellent disguise. A man can avoid prayer, avoid stillness, avoid the hard interior questions, and call the avoidance productivity. As long as he is moving, he never has to sit in the quiet long enough to hear what is missing. But the emptiness keeps leaking through, in the irritability, the restlessness, the joyless grind. He adds more activity to outrun the feeling, and the feeling only grows, because activity was never the cure. A man can be desperately busy and slowly starving in the only place that matters. There is also a generational layer to this. A man who runs on busyness raises children who never see him still, never see him pray, never see him at rest in God. They learn that a man's worth is his output, and his exhaustion is his badge. The empty center gets inherited, one packed calendar at a time. What feels like a private coping mechanism is quietly becoming the family's definition of manhood. What Scripture says. Jesus, with more demand on him than any man in history, withdrew to lonely places to pray. He did not earn rest by emptying his schedule first. He guarded the center in the middle of the demand. Be still and know that I am God is not a suggestion for slow seasons. It is an order for busy men. Martha was busy with many things and missed the one thing. Jesus did not rebuke her work. He rebuked her displaced center. A man does not fix this by doing less. He fixes it by putting first what he has been fitting in last. Notice, too, that Scripture never treats stillness as wasted time. The psalmist wrote from the middle of real wars and real responsibilities, not a retreat center. David led armies, ran a kingdom, and still anchored his days in the presence of God, because he had learned that output without communion eventually becomes motion without meaning. The man who says he is too busy to be still has it backwards. The busier the life, the more the center must be deliberately held, or the schedule becomes the god it was only supposed to serve. How to build it. Start the day before the day starts you. Give God the first minutes, before the phone, before the inbox, before the noise hands you its agenda. Not a long ritual, a real one. The center is set in the first decision, not the leftover one. Then audit the motion. Some of your busyness is calling. Some is avoidance dressed as duty. Name one activity that is just noise and cut it and put stillness in its place. A centered man is not the one who does the least. He is the one whose doing flows from a full center instead of covering an empty one. Five ways to refill the center. Give God the first 10 minutes. Before the phone, before the inbox. Short, honest, daily. The first decision of the day sets the center for the rest of it. Schedule stillness like a meeting. 15 minutes, three times this week. No input, no podcast, no screen. If it is not on the calendar, the busyness will eat it. Audit the motion. List your commitments and mark each one. Calling or avoidance. Cut one thing that is just noise and do not replace it. Pray about the work, in the work. Take 60 seconds before your hardest task and put it under God. The goal is not less work. It is work that flows from a full center. Tell one man the truth. Say the sentence out loud. I am busy but spiritually empty. Hidden drift compounds. Spoken drift can be corrected. Reflection questions. Where has busyness been covering for an empty center in your life? What do you reach for instead of stillness when the emptiness shows up? What would change if God got the first minutes of your day instead of the leftover ones? Action step. Give God the first 10 minutes of tomorrow before you touch your phone, and cut one activity this week that is noise rather than calling. A full schedule is not a built life. Stop outrunning the emptiness and refill the center. The work will mean more once it flows from a man who is actually full. The real struggle. Busyness is socially rewarded, so it makes an excellent disguise. A man can avoid prayer, avoid stillness, avoid the hard interior questions, and call the avoidance productivity. As long as he is moving, he never has to sit in the quiet long enough to hear what is missing. But the emptiness keeps leaking through. In the irritability, the restlessness, the joyless grind, he adds more activity to outrun the feeling, and the feeling only grows, because activity was never the cure. A man can be desperately busy and slowly starving in the only place that matters. There is also a generational layer to this. A man who runs on busyness raises children who never see him still, never see him pray, never see him at rest in God. They learn that a man's worth is his output and his exhaustion is his badge. The empty center gets inherited, one packed calendar at a time. What feels like a private coping mechanism is quietly becoming the family's definition of manhood. What scripture says. Jesus, with more demand on him than any man in history, withdrew to lonely places to pray. He did not earn rest by emptying his schedule first. He guarded the center in the middle of the demand. Be still and know that I am God is not a suggestion for slow seasons. It is an order for busy men. Martha was busy with many things and missed the one thing. Jesus did not rebuke her work. He rebuked her displaced center. A man does not fix this by doing less. He fixes it by putting first what he has been fitting in last. Notice, too, that Scripture never treats stillness as wasted time. The psalmist wrote from the middle of real wars and real responsibilities, not a retreat center. David led armies, ran a kingdom, and still anchored his days in the presence of God, because he had learned that output without communion eventually becomes motion without meaning. The man who says he is too busy to be still has it backwards. The busier the life, the more the center must be deliberately held, or the schedule becomes the God it was only supposed to serve. How to build it? Start the day before the day starts you. Give God the first minutes, before the phone, before the inbox, before the noise hands you its agenda. Not a long ritual. A real one. The center is set in the first decision, not the leftover one. Then audit the motion. Some of your busyness is calling. Some is avoidance dressed as duty. Name one activity that is just noise, and cut it, and put stillness in its place. A centered man is not the one who does the least. He is the one whose doing flows from a full center instead of covering an empty one. 5 ways to refill the center. Give God the first 10 minutes. Before the phone, before the inbox. Short, honest, daily. The first decision of the day sets the center for the rest of it. Schedule stillness like a meeting. 15 minutes, 3 times this week. No input, no podcast, no screen. If it is not on the calendar, the busyness will eat it. Audit the motion. List your commitments and mark each one. Calling or avoidance. Cut one thing that is just noise and do not replace it. Pray about the work, in the work. Take 60 seconds before your hardest task and put it under God. The goal is not less work. It is work that flows from a full center. Tell one man the truth. Say the sentence out loud. I am busy, but spiritually empty. Hidden drift compounds. Spoken drift can be corrected. Reflection questions. Where has busyness been covering for an empty center in your life? What do you reach for instead of stillness when the emptiness shows up? What would change if God got the first minutes of your day instead of the leftover ones? Action step. Give God the first 10 minutes of tomorrow before you touch your phone, and cut one activity this week that is noise rather than calling. A full schedule is not a built life. Stop outrunning the emptiness and refill the center. The work will mean more once it flows from a man who is actually full.